Blog Talk Radio.
This is your announcer, Chuck Blandington. Hold on to your cock and balls, and be prepared to have your brain blown out of your cranium with 2 hours of hot molten fucking metal. It's time for the Metal Injection Livecast, brought to you by MetalInjection.net.
All right.
Hello.
What are you saying, little Noah?
Well, hello, hello, everybody.
Noah.
Oh, and Noah.
I'm going to give the play-by-play for the folks at home. Noah's succulently licking on it.
Pink and frosty.
Pink popsicle.
Delicious.
I bet you got all our fanboys in the audience.
It's like a meat lollipop.
Oh, they're all wanking to it right now as I slowly describe the...
So good.
Her lips wrapping around the pink frozen shaft. Injection. We just started. This is the earliest we've ever gotten into
that. So juicy.
Nobody told Noah to be so provocative right off the top. It just happened.
We saw that it was after dark, and she decided to suck on a frozen froze fruit. What is that, actually?
It's a tropical-flavored frozen fruit.
Yeah, that's no color that I've ever seen in food before.
Yeah. The peach?
It's a variety of fruit, actually.
Passion fruit?
It's coconut.
Mango.
Pineapple. Mango.
Any cock in there?
Just a sprinkle of some semen.
Sprinkle of semen?
Yeah.
You fans are
Do you have more of those?
Yeah, they're in the freezer. I was asking if anyone
said
wants
Snickers.
It. No, I said Snickers and frozen fruit things.
Oh, I didn't. Oh.
The Metal Injection Studio refrigerator is always well stocked with junk food. You know what's funny is that...
In our munchie budget.
That's, Noah has on the refrigerator a diet plan, which I don't understand how that...
Really?
Freezer...
We're really going to talk about that?
All right, I won't. I'm sorry.
No,
all right, I won't bring it up. You're right.
No.
I won't bring it up if you don't want to.
You can do it.
I was going to commend you if that's what you actually ate. I just can't. I can't imagine myself doing it because I'm a fat slob.
I did it for 2 weeks.
That's about how I would have lasted 2 days on that.
No, I mean, I didn't need to do it for more than 2 weeks.
You don't need to diet at all.
Yeah,
you look fabulous.
It wasn't for the sake of losing weight. It was while I was trying to get in shape.
What kind of shape are you not in that you were trying? What were you trying to accomplish?
A straight line.
Darren, I lay in my bed and I smoke weed.
And you're still
weighing 90 pounds.
And you're still hot.
Yeah. You're just making all other girls listening to
but
the
But I just... Okay, so
somewhere
I
in Nebraska, there's like a 400-pound chick.
Guillermo's girlfriend right now is furious.
Will you get off me? Let me be on top for once.
Is that him or the girlfriend?
I'll get back to you.
Oh, Guillermo. Our favorite listener.
I didn't mean to get personal. I apologize.
You can give us a call anytime you want, and we will pick up the phone.
You just anticipated I was going to say something mean, and I was going towards something nice to compliment
you. Oh, thanks for interrupting my phone play, Darren.
I thought you were done.
Well, I didn't give out the number. 646-929-1357. Go ahead, Darren.
Are you done now? Oh,
yeah.
Okay. I was just wondering because, you know, you would just...
Oh, good!
What?
Hello, everybody. It's the Metal Injection Livecast.
So last night I went to this.
Oh, right away.
We're
going to
talk
about
me. Thanks, the star of the show.
No one even asked Rob what you did last night.
Well, I'm telling you.
Okay.
So last night I went to this
big convention.
I was going to say nerd convention because I went to this big meetup. Mm-hmm. This is the website dig.com, which is a popular internet website, and I don't really know why I went. I just didn't really have anything to do, and I just wanted to get drunk, and I thought it'd be fun to laugh at everybody for 10 minutes.
In my mind, I'm trying to picture what a dig convention would look like.
Yeah, you think it'd be like really like fanboy central, you know?
I think it would be an empty room, because like, people that obsessively use dig just don't leave the room.
I thought it would be people with a construction hat.
Right.
And drill himself.
Well, doesn't dig stand for dig a grave and jump right in?
No, that's not what it stands for.
It should.
But no, it was at Webster Hall, and it was packed. And it was like half fanboys, half like all of Brooklyn's like web designer hipster.
Was there dancing?
There was like music, whatever.
Were people dancing?
Are you?
There were drunk people there, but it was so lame. It was terribly lame. They had this freestyle group, which was like an improv freestyle group. It's like we just want a word. Somebody give us a word, and it's like, all right, dick. Like, and then it's like, okay, here we go. One, two, yo, I dig, with a fig, and I plig.
Mom looks like a pig.
Yeah, yeah, and that was it. That was like the whole, and it was like, okay. And the main event of the evening would be a Dig Nation live taping, and the show Dig Nation is the owner of Dig.com, Kevin Rose, who's a bit of an internet celebrity, and his friend sit on a couch and talk about stories. It's basically like the Metal Injection live cast,
right,
but like nerdier and not interesting.
Okay.
So they were going to do a live taping of it. Like talking. Like two dudes sitting on a couch staring at their computers, and there was like 1,000 people there to watch them do that.
Did they watch each other jerk off at any point?
That's on the Dig Nation After Dark.
Yeah, that's right.
I heard Josh Effen Groban called up. I was very pissed about that.
What?
He called into their live cast.
What?
Yeah.
He called into Dig Nation?
We're going to have to talk to him.
Traitor.
Yeah.
No, we were the only podcast he called into.
No, but the funniest thing, like I just felt like, you know, I totally felt like I didn't belong there. And it was so hilarious because, you know, we're like, all right, let's get the fuck out of here. This is lame. And we were walking out, and we went to the basement in Webster Hall.
Was it Webster Hall?
Yeah, it was a Webster Hall, which, by the way, for people who don't live in New York, it's like a pretty big club. It's like a very well-known club, and it could fit like 1,000 people, 2,000 people.
And it's also known to be like where cokeheads hang out.
Yeah, and it was a free show there, so.
Mm-hmm.
So we were like going down, and there's also
what were you doing?
Going downstairs. We were going to the basement just to use the bathroom, and like just in the corner of my ear, I hear the calm sounds of heavy metal, and I'm like, wait, what's going on? What's going on here? And then we get to the basement where there's another venue, a separate venue, and there's a metal show there, and we like snuck in. Because, I mean, I don't know, it was really poorly blocked off.
You snuck in? You're a pretty big guy.
Well, I mean,
how do you sneak?
The way it was positioned is there was like a door to the stairs to the bathroom. There was like a door right by the stairs that would lead you to the side of the stage.
He told them he was a stack of amps.
There wasn't even security. No, it was like I just walked right in. There was no security or anything. It was like a really small show, but it was awesome. It was this band, The Agonist,
mm-hmm.
who had.
Is that a word? They made that up.
Agonist. Well, it's
agonist is a word. It's some kind of novel. Like I vaguely remember from college, there's some novel called The Agonist or something.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's just a pretty cool band from Canada, fronted by a lady who,
oh.
I mean, she's all right looking. All right looking.
Yeah.
But
she ain't bad. I wouldn't boot her out of bed for eating fucking crackers.
But the fact that she sang in a band and she had like a very provocative, attire on,
oh, yeah,
made her look way like sexier than you know, she, like if she was just walking down the street.
Can you queue up some photographic evidence?
I'm trying to load the MySpace.
In my head, I just said, why was she wearing a tire? Oh, I get it.
A tire.
I got it. I put it.
Clothing.
A little slow today. But what do they sound like?
I'm loading it up right now.
Oh, you're gonna
thrash it?
Yeah. All right. Shit. Impromptu thrash it or trash it.
That's pretty good. It's. I mean, I don't know how Sid's gonna feel about it.
It was crunchy.
Thrashing. Well, her voice.
The big fuck guy. Million. Is it?
It sounds similar to that. It's a classic. Oh, you mean actual melody?
Yeah.
I thought you
had a clean one.
Cleveland?
Clean vocal thing. Yeah,
full
five.
Well, here's the thing about Evanescence. I don't mind her voice. I honestly think she has a good voice. But the song, the band sucks. And it's just whiny. Style and the tone of the music that sucks. But I do like her voice. Like, if Evanescence sang this kind of song, I would like them a lot better.
What's her name? Amy Lee?
Here's
Amy.
Like their single.
Something, yeah.
Imagine if she said that to a vet. That'd be kind of hot.
Yeah.
Fucking guttural moaning. That's after you, like...
Looks like Avril Lavigne, bro.
But like an actress. Well, she's my fault.
She looks like Lita Ford with purple hair.
Gangrel looking hot.
I don't know if anyone else but me knows who Gangrel is, but anyone who does, just rolled on the floor there.
Yeah, she does
a little, but she looks like a porn actress. Yeah.
Play it sexually. So definitely check out the Agonists.
Alicia Class.
I don't know her.
They're on
Kate Bruce Willis.
They're on tour with.
What's wrong with that?
Guys.
I love how we're having like two separate.
Well, Rob keeps jumping into our conversation.
Yeah.
That's why.
Because your conversation is lame.
Yeah.
What about anal porn stars? What are you talking about?
Yeah, you're giving a plug for a band no one ever heard of.
Fucking Canada. I'm supporting the American economy.
This is a metal website. Well, it's a U.S. tour. They're supporting the economy.
I'm not in a website right now.
They have to go to... American people go to venues and they pay money, so they're supporting the venues in America.
Fuck the venues.
Hey, Sid, why don't you try to do what you were trying to do to Rob before the show? It
made
him really angry.
With headphones.
So do it to his ass.
Well, you should say what it is so that...
There's a little mini fan with a little blade on it, and I was trying to tweak his ear with it.
Such
a
jerk.
I just want to do it one fucking time, and then I would have left him alone, but he wouldn't even let me have that satisfaction, piece of shit.
That's so mad.
Yeah, right. I've never... Honestly, like, I was sitting 3 feet away from this whole spectacle, and we're getting ready to do the show. And Sid comes over with this fan, trying to, like, rape Rob with this fan.
His earlobe.
And Rob's like, no, no, no,
come on,
no,
dude,
no,
no. Stop it.
But please, I'm going to do it once. No. And Rob turns around and fucking smacks Sid in the hand, like, almost knocks the fan out of it.
Well, Sid had a, you know,
yeah,
like, Rob, like a wrist
kung
thing.
Fu grip on
yeah.
It.
Rob turned into the Hulk. No, fan. Yeah. So that
ears covered.
So that's the Agonists. Check them out, I guess. Just look at the girl, really.
Yeah.
They're very good live, and they're very proficient musicians.
I don't know if any metal concert goers have ever thought of this, but when you go see them, just keep screaming, show your tits. Female musicians love that.
Yeah, they actually... it's attention for them, because a lot of them are very sad.
Sex sells.
And they want that attention. That's why they become singers in the first place. So just scream that out. Show your tits.
Yes, yeah, exactly what they want to hear. Definitely, guys.
Don't pay attention to the music or anything like that.
Yeah.
It's
say it to Candace from Walls of Jericho, and I'm sure she'll teach you a lesson.
Candace, that's not metal. That's all my candy ass.
Tell her that.
Say it to...
She'll kick your ass.
Let me see a picture.
She will beat the shit out of you.
I will punch her in her titty. And then what's she going to do?
Don't say it to...
She's going to punch you in your titty.
Don't say it to Amy Lee or she'll challenge you to a sumo match.
Oh, because she's fat.
Why did you call me fat? Oh.
Well, you know, she gained some weight.
She has cankles.
Oh. So do you.
Oh. Well, he's not a girl.
I don't.
Oh.
I have very nice feet, actually. Look at my legs.
Okay, you don't have to prove anything.
She looks like... She looks like Tori Amos.
I was
almost
making
like
a
retarded Tori Amos.
Oh.
Amos is already retarded.
Like a tougher.
I like
a tougher.
Yeah, but
posed photo.
Tori Amos did a Slayer cover, so that redeems her.
Let me see a candid shot.
Loading this internet here in the
studio
is very slow.
A candid of Candace?
Yes, candid Candace. I can't believe they named their band after Chris Jericho's finishing move. That's so
A lot of wrestling references here. No, they're not Canadian.
So why would they do that? At least call yourself Lion Tamer.
This is her in on the cover of Total Tattoo magazine. If you look at her.
Yeah, not a fan. What does that say?
But the point is though.
Meow.
The point is that she'll kick your ass.
She'll kick.
Yeah, she looks so tough.
Tough. She's
in a metal band. That automatically means you're tough because you're in a metal band. Have you ever seen the guys in Converge?
No, she's tough because she has muscles
in
her arms.
You don't think Jacob Bannon can kick your ass?
He weighs as much as Noah does.
Yeah, but he's like
how do you know what I weigh?
He knows Taekwondo.
But he just comes off as crazy to me. Like he can,
That's why he never has to fight, because he intimidates you with the band.
Oh, so you could take you would start a fight.
Do I come off as crazy?
I think we just had an MMA match made here.
Yeah.
If you're listening, Kevin, out there in the audience, Sid'll take you on anywhere.
And you too, Kevin. I'll fuck you up too. There's a Kevin Bannon somewhere.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah. Just one of those.
He's currently throwing a boot at someone's face.
Whoa. Oh, good. Oh, good.
So, what are you doing over there? You playing Tetris?
Who are we talking to here? No, I'm queuing up these. I just posted a video up on the site today of a...
You shaving.
No.
Did you?
Must be an old video.
Not the face.
Just the back.
Yeah. Oh, that's true then. No. I found this video of a 2020 clip, 2020 being the ABC News magazine program, hosted by Barbara Walters.
Walters. That's on RTV, right?
Barbara Walters.
Bro.
Barbara Wawa.
No, it was this thing about heavy metal, like, you know, during that whole controversial period, and just watching, like, a whole news piece on how retarded people were about metal was amazing. And it's just like
fans, right?
Well, I mean, they interviewed a few fans, they interviewed Tipper Gore. It was like
making a joke that metal fans are retarded. I wasn't trying to
well, we have some there's a whole 12-minute clip can be seen on the site if you go to metalinjection.net. But I pulled out a few clips. Here's the intro to it. Here's how it starts.
You didn't have to include the Ford commercial before.
No, hold on.
It would be great if it was louder.
Yeah, I'll put it into the iTunes.
All right, let's try that again.
Everyone just erase that. Take that.
Just that never happened. And.
All right, so hype it up again.
So then
come
I was...
on, guys.
All right, let's try this again.
No, it would be great if it was just a little bit louder. It would
be great if we had a producer on the show.
Try your computer volume.
It's up. Even suicide. Okay, that's right.
Demand our attention. Perhaps more to the point, the children need our attention. Hundreds of thousands of teenagers are locked onto so-called heavy metal...
How about you just go to your website and you just play it off the website?
What are their common bonds?
Well, I got it off. Hold on.
Do you have a cricket sound effect?
Just shut up!
That would be too loud. You wouldn't be able to hear what she's saying.
There's some Megadeth.
Rob.
It's too loud. Damn it. Well, you guys should definitely... You should definitely... You know what? We'll do a music break, and I'll edit the sound bites. We'll come back to it later. God.
Oh, Duck Rob.
Sorry for trying to.
Be really good, by the way.
Sorry for trying to prepare something. Oh, that's right. The music breaks today since Sid.
By the letter S.
Since Sid constantly
for
bitches
STDs.
About the music we play, we felt we'd let Sid take over.
Yay!
For a week.
Nothing but Kenny Loggins.
All right.
Sid picked out
Loggins and Messina bullshit. Just the solo stuff.
Sid picked out
all you listeners, your parents will get that joke.
Ask your parents, kids.
Ask your parents to listen to the show with you next time.
Yes.
They can get all the references.
I'm going to play a little Coalesce.
Started off with a cover song.
Refused. A little Kid Dynamite.
What else you got on there?
Bad Brains. And then we'll see from there. But we got that.
Well, you should take this as an opportunity because now you get to rip on Sid for his music the way he rips on your music.
Sid, someone's calling us.
Sid is actually a very good friend.
Hello. Hello. This is this is Tooth Gnasher.
Oh, it's
Tooth Gnasher.
What's up?
Yes, I'm calling to thank you for the ID you recorded for me.
Oh, Thor's not here.
Thor, my bad.
Do you want to explain what he's talking about? Because we did that off the air.
We made him some fake IDs.
Right.
It's a sign business.
All right, but we have to
say
they're
very real.
Why don't you introduce yourself, Tooth Gnasher? Who are you?
I'm Tooth Gnasher. I'm a DJ out here in California at KZSE, and I do a metal show.
Yeah, and Tooth Gnasher.
I have to pronounce it like that now because it was just too hilarious.
Thor cuts the promo and he goes, "You're listening to Tooth Gnasher."
Yeah, and I tried to correct him, and he was like, what? He's like, "Are you an idiot?" And I'm like, no. And I have the clips. Oh, you have them, Noah? No, why don't you grab them?
Right. Hold on.
Yeah. I didn't tell my co-host about it, and then I just played it. And the ones that knew about your website thought it was hilarious. And the ones who have listened to Thor before thought it was great. Everyone else just had this perplexed look on their face.
We're fans now, right?
Yeah. But that's what happens when you just send us a blind email going, "Hey, I'm a big fan. Do you think you can record a soundbite for me as Thor?"
It was a letter. I stepped it down.
Yeah.
Old school snail mail.
Yeah. Snail mail. It wasn't even email. It's like this guy's serious.
Yeah.
All right, well, we got one of them here. Let's play this one.
Oh, hello. This is Thor Spreadsheet.
Why does it sound like that?
Electro Pulsar Flash. Wait, what? Ragnarok. I guess. Yes, it was the Ragnarok on KCSD 88.1 Santa Cruz. But you should probably like the Electro Pulsar Flash.
We went on their website to find out what was the show before them and have Thor mistakenly do a promo for the other show.
No, that was one of them. And then the second one.
Oh, wait. Actually, I do have it. Why don't I just play it?
Well, this one sounds like it's going
better.
All right. I just need to wait for iTunes.
Wait, I got it.
Is this
no,
one?
But it sounds shitty.
It'll
sound computer.
Better.
It'll sound like it's being recorded underwater.
It's quiet on your computer, Rob.
How dare you? How dare you, Tooth Gnasher?
After all the hospitality I showed you. Noah, is your Tandy Radio Shack computer loading this?
Oh, hello. It is I, your guitar virtuoso and god, Thor Shredstein. And you know, when I'm not recording my latest album, Jingwe Shmingwe, I'm listening to Ragnarok with some guy named Tooth Gnasher and this other dude named Tooth Grinder who... What did I say? Smash faces with the best in power and Viking metal on some radio station called KZSC 88.1 Santa Cruz. What happened there? Oh, you cut off the joke.
Yeah, the best part's the end.
Here, I got it in my mono. In my mono.
I don't know why I did that.
On some radio station called KZSC 88.1 Santa Cruz, public radio.
Does that
mean I don't get
paid? Sure. Now, is it true that your listenership went up about 3,000% and it actually crashed your radio towers? Is that true?
We actually did a poll, and it was 3,001%, and the entire West Coast just exploded.
That means one more person
that's
listened.
That's what happened.
Well, three.
All those wildfires, that was Thor's fault.
They had one guy on the top roof holding some Reynolds wrap in the air. That was their antenna.
So you have a metal show on a public radio station in California?
Yeah, I do.
That must be great.
To California.
Where? What area in California is it?
Santa Cruz.
Oh, that's right.
About like, KZFT Santa Cruz. Yeah.
That's right.
You ever get irate mail from like old people that listen to public radio that suddenly fucking like Hammerfall comes on or something?
We get calls from crazy old people, but we get prison mail from crazy prison old people.
Wow. Oh, really? That's...
Old people in prison listen to public radio?
Tough guys.
I guess that's all
yeah,
they let them listen to. Right?
We get these letters. It's like, would you please send me a program guide and a Ragnarok sticker?
First, the sixth caller gets a pack of cigarettes for distribution in the cafeteria.
Did you have Ragnarok stickers?
We do. I sent you one.
I think Rob has it on his microphone.
Do you have a Ragnarok sticker on your microphone, Rob? Did he send you
one?
It's somewhere in my house.
No, I have an Angler from a Thrasher Trash It sticker.
It's somewhere on something in
so
his house.
Is that like a powerful station, or is that like, let's be honest, like do you have?
What's your range?
20,000 watts.
Oh,
that's,
so is that bigger than KROQ?
We're expanding it. We're setting up a rebroadcast tower like a few miles north on a different frequency.
How the hell did you get a metal show on there? How does that happen? Metal is
I'm a fucking badass. That's how.
Rock music in California.
Do you want to have the live cast on your radio show?
Can you get them to like hire us?
And pay us money?
Yeah, we'll do a blah.
You heard Thor. It's non-commercial. You can't be hired.
Yeah.
So you don't make any money doing this?
Wait, so we don't get paid?
Wait a minute. Where are we? What,
oh, that's
what
right. Man, Thor was onto something.
No, public radio means the government subsidizes it, right?
No, we're, well, kind of. I mean, it's through the UC Santa Cruz, the university. So
the college
we're through that.
What's the mascot
but
there?
But we
what's
raise our own money.
What UC Santa Cruz, what's the team there?
Oh, you're going to love this. We're the banana slugs.
That's what I thought it was. That's
the what?
In
what
Pulp
is
Fiction,
it?
They wear UC Santa Cruz shirts, don't they?
What's
the
matter?
Slugs.
Banana slugs?
we don't really have sports.
Right. What do they have, like girls softball or something?
Yeah, there's like, you know, girls cross country and golf.
Twister.
Yeah.
They're like beach monopoly.
There's the smoke weed tournament.
Oh, I like that.
Finally, a sport Rob would excel at.
So
YouTube 420 Santa Cruz, and that's like the big event of the year here.
I was gonna say we might go out there and compete with you. We're gonna rent a room and yell out the window.
That would be excellent.
I'm just kidding. Listen, you can reach more people on a 20,000 watt station than we do.
That's awesome, man. That's really cool that at least in California there's a way to get metal on the air.
Someone's playing power metal and Viking metal. That's fucking awesome.
Well, you said you have a show now. Is that true? You have a new show.
What was that?
You said you it's not Ragnarok anymore. There was a change in format for you.
Starting in about two or three weeks. Yeah, I'm taking over. The chick that did a thrash metal new wave of British show is leaving. She graduated, so I'm sort of usurping her position and doing more of a general metal show.
Listen, don't use your fancy 75-cent college words on this show, buddy.
Usurping.
Okay, buddy.
Isn't that a band, Usurper?
I think it is.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll usurp you, buddy.
Usurper, I hardly know her. Hey, oh. If you ever take over the morning show, you could use that line.
Try it out. Go ahead.
What?
I said try out the line I just gave you.
Alright,
I'll do it.
He's stoned for you.
Usurper, I hardly know her. You better have the sound effects plugged in. You would have heard a rimshot right there.
I actually vaguely heard it. Mike picked it up.
Okay.
So UC Santa Cruz now has subgenres of metal on different blocks of time, which is pretty amazing.
Yeah.
New York City, we don't even have a rock station, let alone a metal station.
Unless you have satellite radio.
Is a rock station.
We have like an indie rock station. There's no, okay, there's
like
nothing.
AAA sort of.
There's no.
Indie rock's not rock.
Yeah, there's not.
What?
And there's not like a hard rock, like a Disturbed station, like a station that plays. Not that I want to hear Disturbed.
But it's better than nothing.
I wouldn't even go that far.
Yeah.
But thing. We
There's
don't even have that.
If you're in the fifth grade, it's better than nothing. But
except for classic rock. There's a classic rock station.
Yeah.
But there's no, no...
But see, the thing with the classic rock station is they only, like, even though they have an unlimited catalog of music, basically.
They still have, like, a top...
They only have 40 songs. Like, if you listen... If you listen for more than, like, 45 minutes, you will be hearing the same songs. Or, like, for example, with Pink Floyd, the only Pink Floyd songs you will ever hear on this station would be, like, you know, Hey You, or...
Possibly Numb.
Another Brick in the Wall. That's it. Right. Like, Pink Floyd has a million good... Well, not a million, but, you know, like, a ton of good songs. You only hear the singles.
It's all market research, because they know that the people who listen to that sit home and listen to the record, you know?
It's definitely market research. What they do is they get a bunch of people in an auditorium, give them headphones, and they have, like, a meter where you basically rate, like, 1 to 10 whether you like something or not, and they just play a shitload of songs, and whatever rates highly makes rotation. What doesn't, doesn't. That's it.
That's so silly for – I don't think that corresponds to actually running a radio station. Because that's what people like in an auditorium, but if you played the other stuff, they'd grow up like it more.
But then you have to pay a music director a high salary instead of just having some douche who you hand a list of songs and he's like,
hey,
up with these
rotations. Hey, you know what? Just get satellite radio.
You have to pay for that.
Satellite radio.
Why don't
you get
an iPod and download shit for free?
I got a better
idea. Download Metal Injection Podcast.
Yeah, you don't get that
we
on
play
satellite
metal.
Radio yet.
Can I make a suggestion? I want to compromise with Noah. Okay, you can give those plugs, but let's get paid by Sirius when you do it.
Okay.
No more free plugs.
Technically, we are getting paid because I'm going to be getting paid next week.
Yeah, but you get paid regardless of what you do here. So we should get more.
Well, that's not my problem. That's your problem.
Well, it's your problem, too. You're being used to give free plugs.
I'm not getting
it.
I'm doing it out of love.
It's out of desperation, really.
She wants to make sure that Sirius doesn't go under. So
exactly.
Yeah.
And I really
think
the amount of people.
Listener base,
that the amount of people that listen to this podcast will make that difference.
Because all those people need to ask their parents to get them Sirius. That's gonna happen.
Truth, Ganesha, do you have Sirius?
Actually, my parents do in their car.
Oh.
She's been on it once.
She works under the table.
So you usually hear my head banging into the table.
Yeah.
That's me on the radio. My head banging
down on
you.
Which Sirius metal station is it?
Well, there's Liquid Metal, and on Sirius that's 27. But I don't work for music programming. I work for talk programming.
Yeah.
Okay.
Noah's on the Femme show talking about her vagina.
Yeah, Noah was. I called in.
What's the name of the show?
The Playboy station.
Hello, this is Jim from Arkansas. I just want to know what type of douche Noah uses.
Yeah, I was about to say something. Before the Massengill show. The Massengill Ladies Hour.
It's tropical island scent, Darren. Along with my tropical flavored.
It's 72 degrees at the top of the hour. You're listening to the Sirius Femme channel. And the sixth caller gets to smell Noah's fingers.
Stay tuned later when we all douche ourselves. the channel, I was saying, it's called Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, right? That's what it's called.
What?
That's the channel?
What's the channel?
No.
There is a channel, I think, called that.
Really?
Or,
on what?
I don't know.
On what?
I don't know. I've heard it.
No, there was a show. There was a talk show.
No, it's ringing the bell. Like
a talk show. There was a talk show.
No, I'm seeming to... Oh, there was
the
a talk show
Where the fuck is this conversation going?
It's with Noah's vagina.
How did we get from Tooth Ganesh to this?
Noah, whip out your vagina, and he'll gnash on it with his teeth.
Okay. Ready?
I'm getting up now.
Oh, Jesus, she really got up.
Yeah.
That's acceptable.
Oh,
I'm too high to stand up for too long, though.
She got a dizzy spell.
Oh,
right,
you're such a tease. I swear, I thought my brain saw a button unbuttoning, like it just like a mirage in the desert thing. Why is everyone named Tooth on that show?
Yeah, why is there a Nasher in my
We took our names from Thor's goats that pull his chariot into battle.
Really?
Yeah.
Yep.
If you read up on some Norse mythology, it's Tooth Nash.
I thought those goats were named Lenny and Walt. I guess I've been reading different mythology than you guys. No, not Lenny and Walt. Are those the nicknames?
And yay, what? Thor called to his goats Tooth Ganesha and Tooth Grinder. Get over here!
Hey, Tooth Ganesha! Tooth Ganesha, can I get my Fanta already?
Listen, you want a friggin' lightning bolt up your ass?
What do you mean they don't got Fanta in medieval times? Get me some Fanta!
Hammer of the gods, boy!
The best part is my co-host, Tooth Grinder, is a chick.
Oh, really?
So I'm the ID.
Like,
some dude, Tooth Grinder.
Oh, yeah, Thor. He doesn't even know how funny he is.
Tooth Ganesha.
He doesn't. hey, guys, I got a split. It's been good. And my thanks to Thor.
Yeah. Thank you for calling in. And
Thor might be on the show later.
Yeah, so stay tuned.
Yeah, I'm going to go. Roadhouse is on, so
nice.
We understand that we might cut this off so we could actually go.
Are you watching it because Patrick Swayze sometimes calls into our show to promote that movie?
No, I was actually a Patrick Swayze fan long before the show was even around.
Very good. I'm sure he appreciates it wherever he is right now.
Can we run a best of right now so we can watch Roadhouse?
Yes, we're going to play it right now.
Well, he's on West Coast time, so we probably don't get it for another 3 hours.
Well, we got it 3 hours ago.
So you already got it.
Is that how that works?
West Coast feed. Figure a way to rig that up right now, Noah. Come on, put it together.
All right. Well, thank
you guys.
Enjoy Roadhouse. I think we should take a little bit of music break.
Yeah, we were going to.
So let's take a bit of a music break, and
I forgot I wasn't plugged in. Sorry.
Yeah, so let's go to a music break. All the music tonight chosen by Sid.
You're welcome.
Are you playing some Cynic tonight?
No. Just for fun.
Testament?
Not so much.
Are you
Testament? Not so much.
All right. Come on. Let's get
DJ up the first song.
We're going to start out a little coalesce right after a quick announcement from our bland announcer guy, Chuck Blandington.
Blandington. This is your announcer, Chuck Blandington. Pop quiz time. What has got 8 eyes, 2 breasts, and no foreskin? It's the Metal Injection Live Cast.
They ain't more of a set of way you move. Gonna make you sweat. Gonna make you breathe. You
Thank you. Hello? I'm Bruce Chuck's friend. Cough, cough. He has his mouth full right now, but he wanted me to tell you that you're listening to the Metal Injection Livecast. Oh, yes.
That's a dirty, dirty lie. I don't believe that Bland is gay or has a large black boyfriend.
He's certainly not gay.
Well, how did he let someone else just record a bumper for us and just send it into us?
Well,
his email address.
I feel, where did we receive that from? I feel like that may be an imposter.
Well, no, Bland usually just emails us drops, and this was just from his email. From Bland.
So he's a hacker then. He must have hacked
Bland.
I just refuse to believe that he's not that there's anything wrong with that. I just feel that he's very manly, and I don't think he's...
Well, hey, man, you know, you don't have to be a flamboyant guy to be gay. You know, everybody...
Stop. I can't. I'm not listening to this. La, la, la.
And a little bit of a homophobe maybe has some issues.
I think he's just afraid of black people.
Or gay people. Or black gay people.
There we go.
You might be saying, hey, there's a voice missing, guys. And you're right. He's not here because...
He's
taking a massive dump. A deuce.
Wow. You know, during the music break, Sid was sitting here next to me, and all of a sudden I hear, I said, what the fuck? Is it like alien? Like, is this an alien's about to pop out of his stomach or something? And he's like, oh, I gotta take a dump. What did he eat?
Hunan chickens.
Human chicken.
What exactly is in Hunan chicken?
It's not Hunan, it's human chicken.
So it's people?
Yeah.
People! Hunan chicken is made of people!
Yeah.
What is it though?
It's chicken and vegetables and a Chinese sauce.
That Chinese shit, man, that'll get you every time.
Delicious.
Good, but, you know, you want to spend half an hour in the bathroom. He's really pinching a loaf in there.
Oh, I bet. I mean, he wasn't taking it lightly.
When it's hard for you guys to push your shit out, do you put your feet up and have that help you? Because that really helps me.
I don't know. You have to be
put
more...
Put my feet up? Like, up how?
Specific.
Like, in front of you. In a 90-degree angle.
I don't, but
on
I don't have... I don't have any... Like, my wall across from the toilet is not close enough to do that.
If anything, I like... I'm just going to get a little graphic. But I spread my legs more, I would say. Like, or like.
Oh, on the chair? Like while you're sitting on the toilet?
Yeah. And
what do you mean you spread your legs?
Well, like you know, like a triangular position. I form sort of two sides of an isosceles triangle.
I don't know if it's weird, but like I don't
two sides.
He's sitting there with a protractor.
Like, wait a little bit.
Oh,
it's
still obtuse. So no, but like I don't know if this is weird, but I never squeeze when I'm on the toilet. Like it just naturally
it just comes out. You just eat a lot of oil.
I mean, there's times when it comes out easier than others, but I never have to go like I never have to really push it.
Well, sometimes I feel that they're pretty big. Pretty
yeah.
Big, dookies.
I think that's probably why, because my shit very rarely forms into a large mass.
My shit comes in all shapes and sizes.
That's good.
Me too.
Sometimes it just flows right out of me, and sometimes it's like hot dogs, you know, like but like and it just comes out very smoothly. It's nice. There's no struggle. But sometimes it's fight.
Yeah. You ever have one of those episodes where like you have to shit and you're away from home? And you get you're it's like cutting it very close to when you're gonna get home,
yeah.
And you get to the toilet and it's just like slow motion, like an action movie.
Oh, always. It always seems like you know, like I could hold it in for like an hour, 2 hours. I've done something, you know, like
right,
just you know a large amount of time. But then I'm like there. I'm in the bathroom, or like if I'm in a public toilet, you know, like I'm taking the toilet paper to like, but as I'm doing that, that's when like my body's like, oh, I see a toilet.
Yeah,
Let's get this out of me. And I'm like, no, just wait. We're almost there.
You know what I do when that happens? I stand up straight and I stop whatever I'm doing and I focus all of my being. I got to just survive one more wave. All right. We're not going to do anything. One more wave of shit holding, And then
you meditate.
Then I can sit down calmly and then let everything. That's what you gotta do because so much of that is mental, dude.
Do you put your middle finger and your thumb together on both sides and just
I think that would make the shit come out. That would be too much.
The bass would be like a brown note. It'd be creating a brown note situation.
That'd be a little too much relaxation, I think, and I'd just release my sphincter.
Would just fall out of you. That's probably what's happening at Sid right now, guys.
Oh.
Because he's in the bathroom.
That's not Kool-Aid. That's cleaning detergent.
Nobody heard you, Sid. Sid's done. How was that, Sid? Oh, come on.
Painful.
Painful? Jesus.
What's going there for a while?
Did you get it all out? What are these aftershocks?
Was there any blood?
No. I get blood sometimes from wiping too much.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you ever? Do you think that might be an anal fissure?
What?
Let me rewind for
hurt,
a second.
Really, it's just.
Did you ever get too much? Like when you say blood, it's on the toilet tissue or on the in the shit.
No, in the toilet tissue.
Yeah, I've gotten that too. Yeah, but I feel like my doctor basically said it's probably like a hemorrhoid that burst or something.
I don't talk to my doctor about those kind of things.
You're embarrassed. You have health issues. You don't talk to him.
If like 2 hours after pooping, I'm still feeling it, then it's an issue. But it's never come to that, so I just feel like it's probably not that bad.
What do you talk to him about? Sports.
Well, I don't go to a butt doctor. I don't have a butt doctor.
I don't either. That
what
was
is
a
that,
regular
a proctologist?
Yeah. Imagine going in.
I don't hear about that. It's disgusting.
Darren, what? Have you had your prostate check?
No.
What do you mean? Have a caller?
Oh, I think it's Justina.
Hello?
Hi.
Is that you?
Is this working?
Yes. You are on the air.
God. I'm on the air.
All right, she's drunk already.
All right, we're here with why don't you introduce yourself, Justina.
I am Justina, and I'm on tour with Mayhem and a stoner band, and a grindcore band, and a black metal band.
Yeah, that's right, Justina has been writing diaries for us on the site.
And also is a very top-notch photographer.
Bands.
Her photos are, like, awesome.
She goes to like 5 shows in a day and photographs all those bands.
And I wouldn't have the courage to say this if we weren't on the radio show, but she's extremely hot.
She is.
Oh, shit.
And she knows a shitload about metal.
Yes.
Guys, get off her boobs. Like,
what?
You're both on her proverbial balls.
We're in love with her.
Yeah.
Like a girl.
I mean, I don't mind people being on my balls. Sometimes girl balls need loving too.
I still owe you $20 for that time. I apologize. I had to go.
I'm in Seattle, guys.
Yeah.
Oh.
3 hours behind all of you. I had no idea it was Friday 1. And I had no idea what time it was until Rob told me.
Well, yeah, it's 11:03 our time, which would make it, what is it, guys? 8:03.
Can I ask you a question? What time Pacific did you start drinking?
I had a drink about an hour ago. Bo from Withered has a friend here who has a brewery, actually, like a full brewery, and he brought a bunch of like his quality ales, and I had a blonde one, like a full 22 ounce, and I am a lightweight, so it definitely hit me hard. And I definitely partied way too hard last night.
Yeah.
You hung out with somebody very interesting last night, right? Wrote a
that was two nights
that.
Ago. And
oh,
it
two
was,
nights ago.
Yeah.
Jello Biafra.
Jello Biafra from the Kennedys. It was completely surreal because he talks exactly the way he sings it, like, all those Dead Kennedy songs, that's exactly how he talks. It's like he's preaching to you while he's talking about, you know, living in San Francisco and doing normal things like grocery shopping.
I remember I heard a spoken word record that he did once, and it was the most unintentionally funny one. There was this one track that he did where... he was talking about weed and how, like, how it would be good for the economy and whatever. And he's like, the only solution is to grow more marijuana plants.
I didn't know he was
saying that. Yeah, that's how he forgot.
Weed plant baby.
See, we were trying to get him on our bus because, you know, those Swedish cop blocks, Marduk never showed up. So the crew bus has, like, 6 empty bunks. We're always trying to, like, bring people along just to make more of a party. And, if, you know, if you brought Jello on a tour, how rad would that be? And he was all like, no, I have to stay home and do work. But it was like,
I have to stay home and do work!
Yeah. But you can put any beat behind it, and it's like, it's a song.
I don't know that it would be that rad to have him on tour. He's probably sort of a downer, like, day to day.
Well, did you know that gas is the reason that we have wars?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Well,
yeah, it was pretty rad, though.
What was he doing?
Dave from Neurosis was there, and one of my favorite bands, Sleepy Time Gorilla Museum, the lead singer was there, and, like, I couldn't even, like, get a word out because he was just going onto the bus to get vaporized, you know.
Who has the vaporized?
No, like, no, with who has the vaporized? Cephalic.
Yeah, of course.
They are, they have their own vaporizer coming out, and they have a strand of medical marijuana named after them.
Wow.
How badass. How much of a stoner metal. Like,
that's the fact that they're sponsored by a vaporizer or that they're endorsed by a vaporizer. That's amazing. That is something for stoners to strive for,
and
I think.
A strand, they have a strand of medical marijuana named after them.
That's amazing.
So we're heading to Denver next, and they think that it'll be ready by the time we get there, and they're going to smoke the inauguratory batch of phthalic carnage. Think about that. Like,
that's insane.
You know, like, when you're 13, you start, like, you know, playing bass and doing whatever you do as a kid. Whoever thinks that, like, 10, 15 years down the road, you're going to have weed named after the band you're in.
What do you want to do when you grow up?
Hey, it's better than the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They let Metallica into that shit.
Yeah.
It's a carnage what weed does to you anyway. So.
Yeah. It's very accurate.
Yeah.
The phallic gets wasted.
Have there been any Spinal Tap moments with Mayhem?
Oh, the best thing with Mayhem is that they have they made Dan, the booking agent, print 100 laminates that just say the Mayhem fuck pass. And, like, they give them to girls every night and they all wear them. And so when there's a fuck pass on the lounge, that means somebody's getting busy in the Mayhem lounge.
What are the girls like that Mayhem fucks? Are they heinous or are there any hot chicks?
No, they're pretty hot. Yeah, they have this one girl on tour with them now that we just picked up in San Diego. I don't know if anyone is actually boning her. She's, like, super cool, rad chick. And she's going to stay with us until Sunday, I think. She's just hanging out, you know.
Yeah. So she's hot or what?
Yeah, she's really cute.
So what do you, like, you know, you're on tour with them, right? And you're just basically confined to the venue, right? Like, around the venue. What have you been doing to kill time?
Dude, I'm losing my mind because I'm so bored. Like, days that we have the buses, it's okay because I could, like, jump on, like, the cephalic bus and hang out for a little bit, or, like, hang out around the venue, go backstage and, like, you know, try to kill time because I'm just so burned out from taking pictures at this point. But when there's no buses, it's complete hell. And I end up drinking way too much, and I'm not a drinker, so it's pretty lethal.
You're, like, on tour without any of the responsibility.
Yeah,
like,
I have no, that's, I'm so not used to this. I'm so used to, like, you know, having to worry about merch and loading out and, like, always having something to do. And I have absolutely nothing to really do, you know?
And see, now when you do go out on the road with somebody as the merch girl, You're just going to give everyone an attitude like, oh, do I really have to load out? Yeah. I'd rather be bored.
Okay. Yeah. You expect me to list that shit? Fuck you, man. Crew guys to do that? Yeah. But the funniest thing happened last night. We were at, everyone went to a strip club because they parked the buses. There's a strip club next to the motel, and there was the only space where you could park the buses, so they... So we all went to a strip club, and afterwards everyone was, like, wasted, falling on the floor, like, guys were fighting, like, play fighting, just being completely, you know, what drunk guys, what drunk metal guys do, and Hellhammer comes up to me, and I'm like, I can barely talk, I can barely walk, I had to, like, be escorted everywhere I went because I couldn't even hold my bag. And Hellhammer's just like, what do you actually do on this tour? I just turn ghost white, like, I'm a photographer. I have a camera. Like, but I'm sure that's what I said, like, in my head. I have no idea what actually came out of my mouth, and no one else remembers either.
We actually had a mic on you, and this is what you said.
Yes.
That's how it came out. And then Hellhammer was like, right, Don.
Yeah.
I switched you out.
So, and then Jello Biafra said, geez, dry!
It was great. It's all these metal guys at a strip club, and there's all these girls walking around, you know, trying to get their lap dance money, and they're just, like, eating food, rocking out, and drinking beer at the bar and ignoring all the tits and ass.
Because it's common occurrence to them. They see it all the time. They got the fuck passes, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Do you have documentation of these fuck passes? Like, do you know what the...
I'll get a picture soon of them.
Yeah, we definitely have to see these.
I'll get Billy Anderson.
No, what do they look like?
They're black and they're covered in goat blood.
Yeah.
Yes. Some fucking M fanboy with a fuck pad.
There hasn't been as much carnage as I thought there would be. Like, there's no. One day, Attila had, like, cow heads on stage on, like, mic stands or whatever, but there hasn't been, like, any of the crazy theatrics that I expected.
Oh,
the other day, like, I guess it was yesterday in Portland, it's like 1,000 degrees in the venue, and he's wearing this potato sack, like, fucking poncho thing. He could barely move on stage. I don't know how he pulled it off, but he did. He survived. He's alive right now.
Does he basically wear, like, a different thing every night?
Every other night is something else. But it's, like, it's just different mutations of something, like, you know, like, one day he'll wear the Nazi uniform, and then, like, the next day it'll be, like, the Nazi uniform with, like, his shirt off and, like, corpse paint, you know.
Then it's a Nazi uniform with a different hat.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Or,
so,
like, you know, he's wearing the goblin outfit with, like, you know, like, the cloak with the hood over, or one day he has the cloak off and his hair is all, like, out and crazy.
I was going to say, basically every day it's just different variations of the Nazi outfit, but I guess not.
Sometimes he goes old school black metal.
And he wears a lampshade made out of Jews on his head.
Yeah.
Like,
we're all waiting. He talked to us about how he one time came out on stage in a Christmas tree outfit, and I'm waiting for the Christmas tree to be brought out.
How do you go from Nazi to fucking Christmas tree?
The encore.
That's how rad this guy is. He could do it.
Yeah, he was
and
a Nazi.
People
were
not laughing.
Then he came out dressed as the Hamburglar.
The hot dog next one.
On.
Then the peanut butter jelly banana. Oh man! Imagine me fronted by the peanut butter jelly banana.
All right, let's hear it. How's that sound?
But it's like I haven't really been on the Mayhem bus since maybe the first night. All the real fun's on the Cephalic Withered bus.
Have you been smoking weed?
I have not been, but Leonard every night tries really hard to get me to smoke weed. Because they have the vape room, and it's just like, you know, everyone just gets vaped out of their minds so they can't talk anymore.
Whatever you do, don't take their brownies. Don't eat them.
Yeah. I know when we get to Denver, there's going to be all kinds of food floating because they're all, you know, Cephalics from Denver. And
yeah,
they just, like, know everyone. Every city we go to, they have, like, a jillion friends. The bus every night after the show is over is filled with all these random idiots. And sometimes it's fun, but most of the time it's just like, when are they going to get away and stop drinking our beer? You know?
Just latchers, right? Like
yeah.
Hangers on.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, not really, because they'll bring them, like, you know, like a bunch of weed and stuff for them to smoke.
Oh, okay. So that's nice. They
yeah.
Just want to hang out
the... That's how they get hooked up every city. They try not to carry too much. Because we
that's
have
smart.
All these border crossings and stuff.
Have they been getting shit? Like, have you been stopped?
Yeah, I haven't been on their bus when they've gotten stopped, but they've gotten stopped twice. The first time it was smooth. The second time, like, they got questioned a little bit, and they let it go because they're like, oh, you're in a rock band. We understand. And all they found were, like, stems. They didn't really find any weed or anything.
What's the penalty for stems? Anything?
Oh, no.
I don't think they even got a fine or anything because, you know, they're a bunch of, like, stoner metal dudes.
Cool. How long are you left on the road?
Huh?
How long is there left in the tour?
It's only, like, a week and a half left or something. What's today's date? The 5th?
Yeah.
I think the tour is over the 16th. So 11 days or something.
Wow.
And that's if we get into Canada. If we don't get into Canada, it'll be 2 days less than that.
Then it's over.
Yeah. It's weird. Like, every time I say I miss home, like the other day in San Francisco, I was like, I really miss home, man. I just want to go to the Creperie so bad. You know, the one by in the Lower East Side where it's like you pay $20 for like a 20-pound crepe. And lo and behold, I'm walking toward the venue, and there's a Creperie across the street, and it rules.
There you go. It's like,
yeah.
It's like
every time I get defeated, I can't miss home. It's like, and two, like, I can't really, like, when I'm home, I could get wasted, but then I have to take the subway home, and then I have to take a bus home. But now
yeah,
it's
just
like, I want my bus. Yeah, I got a ride, and I have, like, all these people who can help me get onto my bus when I'm too retarded to.
So we basically turned you into a belligerent alcoholic.
Yes, you did. That's exactly what metal injection did.
Your parents are going to come yell at
us. Irresponsible alcoholic. And change
I'm not going to lie to you. When the tour started, I totally told Frank, I'm like, man, I really hope she doesn't, like, die or anything, because I feel like that'd be, like, our responsibility. We'd get blamed for that or something, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm glad to hear that it's all your own doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. But be careful out there. Don't talk to any strangers.
I thought I was supposed to talk to strangers with content.
Oh, that's right. Be social, but don't go to anybody's cause.
Yeah.
Wear protection.
The one thing I miss, I really miss about like touring in a van is we don't stay with all the weirdos that I used to, like, on the Psyopis tours. So there's less stories that way, you know?
Right.
I miss being in the people's homes and having their duck shit on me while I'm sleeping in my sleeping bag.
You miss being fucked with? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I miss all the, like, goofiness of, you know, staying with a stranger, like, staying with, like, the 16-year-old kid, like, sneaking into his basement. His mom doesn't know that we're staying in the house.
Whoa.
So, yeah. So, today was the first day I really got to do some touristy stuff. And Leonard from Cephalic, the lead singer, has his son on tour, who's 13. And I was like, hey, I got lost in Seattle before in the downtown area. I know how to get there and get back now. And so we just, you know, walked around. We're like, let's go to the Space Needle. And Leonard was like, you know, that wasn't enough for him. He had to go on this full expedition of, like, getting towards the bay where the water was, and it became, like, a two-hour expedition, and we got lost, and we had to walk through the highway and, like, the dirt road, and I'm just covered in dirt and grossness.
Hot.
But it was totally worth it. His son is so pissed at him. He's like, I just want to go to bed, Dad.
His son is the responsible one, right? He's the one like,
yeah.
No, come on, son, let's vape. He's like, no, Dad, you've had enough. Let's go.
Yeah. Their dynamic is, it's amazing. It's so much fun to watch. It's like, I'm so envious of him. Like, when I was 13, I had to go with my dad to work, and it was like, you know, construction stuff, like just watching him, like, plaster walls. This kid gets to, you know, watch his dad, like, rock out on stage and then go be in a different city every night. It's really cool for him, and I think he appreciates it. He's a really cool kid, too. Like, he jokes around with all the guys. The other day, he got into an argument with Leonard, and Leonard was just like, hey, Sid, you ever heard of the saying, it is what it is, man? And he's like, Dad, have you ever heard of the saying, rough justice? And he's just like, so silly, because that's Leonard saying, rough justice. Anytime something, like, silly happened, Leonard's just like, oh, that's rough justice. Like, this one girl peed all over the floor in their bathroom, on the bus bathroom. He's like, that's some rough justice. Somebody trips, that's rough justice, man. And his son was just like, here's a piece of your own medicine, Dad.
Oh.
Great. Yeah. Now you get it.
I guess you had to be there, right?
Is that too tour for you?
We all can't just, you know, go on tour with Mayhem and Cephalic Carnage.
Yeah. So, like, the way it breaks down is, like, Mayhem is into, like, doing everything. Cephalic is, like, they're the stoner band that likes to drink. And Wizard is the band that likes to drink and sometimes get stoned. So I guess they balance out like that. But, like, there's never enough beer on this tour. Every night it's like a grab bag of who could steal whose beer and, like, store it in their bunk and, like, you know, make it last.
Yeah. Well, whoa. Are you going to die?
I don't know. That's
don't,
a train.
Don't die.
The venue that we're at in Seattle is, like, in a very industrial area. It's not in the downtown area, which is how we got so lost and why I had to walk in dirt today.
We have Thor on the line waiting, I think, maybe.
Yeah. He doesn't
Who's that?
Thor Shredstein. So,
who? Doesn't matter.
We're gonna bump
him.
You for Thor Shredstein. But
I'm with Thor. He's not on tour. Is he on tour with Mayhem?
He's on Thor.
He's so nice. Did he watch Leonard called Necro Butcher Nacho Baker? I don't think so.
I guess not. Well, you might have more stories than him, but we have to hang up on you anyway. We're sick of your voice. I mean, that's
I'm
true.
Not.
Whatever. I'm sick of my voice too. I'm tired. I'm too drunk to talk to you guys.
Yeah, go to bed. It's only 8 o'clock over there, but go to bed.
I'm not going to bed. I'm gonna party.
Oh no! What would your parents think? Call your parents. They're probably worried.
Yeah, I actually do have to. I'm gonna call my mom now.
Do it. Good. All right. Be safe, Justina. Check out Justina's blogs, metalinjection.net/blackenedfest.
I thought she was gonna get hit by a train.
Thanks for calling.
Who drunk? Fuck!
Can I ask a question?
Bye.
Leonard?
He's the singer in Cephalic Carnage.
Who the fuck is Cephalic Carnage?
They're a really good stoner band.
What the fuck is a stoner band? Isn't that any band with a stoner in it?
Yeah.
So then...
I think they're like metal plus like mood music, you know? Head music.
That's
so what makes that stoner.
Whatever, shut up.
Because when you're stoned, it sounds really, really good.
That's
anyway.
Probably why I don't like any of the crap you people listen to.
Let's get to a little bit more of a Sid's playlist.
Yay!
See how that's going.
Aww. Nobody in any of these bands is named Leonard, I promise you.
You know what rhymes with Sid? AIDS? Well, no, it doesn't. But if you knew him like I do, you'd understand. On the Metal Injection Live cast.
Uh,
Hello all you teenage virgins. It's time to leave your emo bullshit at home with mommy. Strap on your Viking helmets for the Metal Injection live cast.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, this is the Metal Injection live cast where we play 1.5 seconds of music for no apparent reason.
It's a teaser for our next music break. Like, can you figure out what's coming next?
Oh, it's one of those things.
Yeah.
This caller can identify that song, Ellen. Tickets. Hey.
Well, now Sid wanted to bring up this song. I blogged about it earlier on the main page of the site, metalinjection.net, as if you didn't know the URL. But it's by a band named Attack. Attack. It's
clever.
Straight out of Columbus, Ohio.
And let's see, I forget what the name of the song is. Do you remember what
it's
it is?
Sticky Stick or something? Stickly.
Stick Stickly.
Stick Stickly.
They know how to suck them in with those song titles.
And it's seriously the worst song ever.
It really is very bad. The video, though, has a different message.
Yeah, totally.
I'll let it speak. Because they're like doing the squat, power squat guitar thing.
Yeah, they look like they're in a bathroom that's really dirty, and they just have to take a shit.
Yeah, they're making a duty.
They look like they're in a Jazzercise video.
It's a nice head hanging.
Yeah. It's like they watch a bunch of Backstreet Boys videos.
Yeah.
They get so psyched up for this.
And it looks like there's a girl that I think is supposed to be hot. Ooh, ooh. Genre change. Please use the photo sooner.
It's like there's two different songs playing.
Yeah, why are you playing two videos at once? Yeah. Not again. Just play the one.
And then here's the Norma Jean part of it. Like,
I don't even know.
This is just like a total riff. With super slotting. And this goes on.
Is that the same position you take when you're on the toilet trying to push your shit out?
Yeah. This is what I they like totally stole my shit moves.
Since when was it allowed that a keyboard player got to headbang?
Well, that's the keyboard. The keyboardist is like the guy in the Mighty Mighty Boss Zone that just dances around.
Oh, listen, there's a third song playing at the same time. I was just hoping that it could be heard over the mic. If you went and got the song, it would be funny.
It's gonna make me throw up. This is like.
But this isn't even the worst part.
I was just about to say that. There's a girl in the video, I think that's supposed to be a hot girl, but she's really bad. But you get the
now, this, now, where does this come from? Ready?
Oh, it's featuring Cher. Will you believe love?
This.
They're doing it wrong!
Break out the glow stick.
I can feel something inside me say.
Terrible.
And they're Christian.
Of
Attack,
course.
Attack.
Band.
Learn from Crotch.
Now let's
could
brainstorm.
Rob, do me a favor, Rob. Queue up their, not queue up, but go to the Amazon page for that song and read some of the reviews for some really good insight into the fans of this genre.
I was going to say let's brainstorm and come up with a way that they could suck worse. If possible.
Banjo breakdown?
If they weren't wearing pants when they were doing those moves.
The guitars would be blocking it anyway.
Klezmer.
What about the keyboard?
Oh, now you're just trying to fuck with Greg. He's not even here. Let's see. You know what's fucked up? I went on their merch page, and they have a t-shirt with their name on it, and then Joe Camel wearing those Kanye West glasses with a shade on them.
Oh, my God.
And then they have a t-shirt that's got, like, fake bling on it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't get it. Like, what's their stick?
I don't know what they're going for. I think they're just trying to be anything that they've heard that 14-year-old girls like, they're doing it.
This is a good one.
Nothing new, but not the same as anything. Think The Devil Wears Prada mixed with some scary kids scaring kids, but better and more intense than both.
That makes me want to run right out and buy that.
Oh, next sentence. No one's done screamo this well before.
What?
The vocals are incredible.
What?
The screaming is harsh and visceral, and the singing is wonderfully catchy and creates simply great melodies.
What?
Signed, the leader of this band's mother.
I love the electro aspect too. The keyboards are great, and they have great beats, great melodies, great screaming, fast, catchy, and as danceable as it gets. A frickin' great record.
There's more. Keep reading.
Signed, their PR guy.
Where's that one that you showed me? Hold on 1 second. Got to load it.
Great radio.
It's the top one, right?
The top one? No, that's the one I...
Why don't you read another one just for fun?
I'm not... are you sure? This is it? I'm not into screamo or metal music, but I like Someday Came Suddenly, which is a CD, by Attack Attack. Hard music does not interest me. I've always thought of it as being rather musicless.
I don't disagree with.
A friend tricked me into listening to this album by playing the amazing interlude, which consists entirely of 80s techno awesomeness.
Did techno exist in the 80s?
I don't think.
I thought that was like a...
Well, 90s. Maybe late 80s.
Now I want to find a stream of this album.
You want to hear that interlude?
I
don't think we... I don't know.
Too much time. Yeah. Let's just go back to reading the reviews.
Okay. No? Hold on. Yeah, okay. So, after thoroughly enjoying that track, I started listening to the rest of the album, and by golly, I liked it.
By golly.
There's some great screaming and growling, some amazing guitars and pounding drums, but there is also a techno beat behind or in the middle of many of the tracks. On some tracks, they play with a vocoder too, which is a great way to make me like a song.
There are people, apparently, who like songs more when there's vocoder. Terrible.
I think it's just that guy, though.
Ah!
But listen, think about it, though. Like, fucking, think about, like, rappers. They all use vocoders. Like, it's a go-to thing.
No, not the singers, not the rap. Like, T-Pain.
T-Pain, yeah. All right, fine. But rappers use it when
the rapper that uses it really is Kanye.
I'm trying to think of an example now, and I can't. But a lot of times you'll hear, like...
Oh, and Lil Wayne.
When they go to a chorus and they sing their own chorus, you know, you'll hear a vocoder on there. But they don't even try to conceal it. Like, they play up the vocoder.
Well, sometimes that's okay, but not in rock and roll music.
Okay, I found the best one. This is an amazing record in its own right. Not only does it contain both a metalcore / screamo side, but electronica side too, and I love electronica. My wife showed me this band, and now it's always in our car and in our house. It's amazing, and plus, the lyrics are beyond awesome. Not even Under Oath can do Christian lyrics this good.
They went so far past awesome that they went to shit.
They are still an amazing band, though. It only gets 4 stars because it's still Under Oath-ish. Great album, though. Pick it up. You won't be disappointed.
What
the hell does Under Oath-ish mean?
Why does their...
Sounds like Under Oath, which is pretty, you know, Christian core band.
Why does there need to be Christian music? Isn't there gospel already?
It's like, for the kids.
Yeah, this is trying to infiltrate the high school kids.
Let's hear a 30-second sample of this interlude. Let's turn that girl on.
I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world.
I bet they're Russian. They have to be Russian, Attack. The only way this would make any sense.
The soundtrack to Guys Fixing Each Other.
Excuse me.
This is the soundtrack to
Harry Potter. I don't listen to this crap.
Well, I think we have a caller. Why don't we get the caller on the line?
1 second, we got
someone. I want to see some of these lyrics over here.
Yeah, hello?
Who's this?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, I just think that you're being retarded because this band is the best band I have ever heard, and they are better than any other band. They're better than Under Oath.
Who is this on the phone, caller? What's your name?
What do you mean, what's my name?
That sounds a little familiar.
I don't want to reveal my name. I don't know who's out there coming to try to track me down.
Where are you from, caller?
And hit me with a bottle of Fanta already. I mean,
is this Thor Shredstein?
Oh, damn it. Damn it, I revealed myself again.
Thor, why are you calling in to defend this awful band?
It is not awful. It is great music that all the children should listen to. Listen to it and make your parents listen to it and make your girlfriends listen to it. Make your grandparents listen to it and your great-grandparents, I meant. And if you have any uncles or aunts, make them listen to it. Basically, get the whole family together for some dinner. Put on some Attack. It'll be wonderful.
Thor, forgive me for butting in, but it doesn't.
You are not forgiven.
Why can't you just go on?
What was that? I was interrupting you.
I said this doesn't sound like the kind of music you'd be into.
I'm not into it. What are you, crazy?
Since when do you promote anything other than yourself?
Well, it's all part of my, I guess I didn't want to say this, but you squeezed it out of me because you guys are wonderful investigative journalists. You guys totally, this is amazing. You guys have some sort of talent that I will just never understand.
Sid was squeezing some things out before, so he had some practice.
Yeah.
What are you guys talking about over there? The dookies?
Yeah, he took a
The
dog.
Poop? Hey, Sid, you got to take some shit.
He went to take the Browns to the Super Bowl.
Natural.
I don't understand. What does football have to do with this? But, yeah, no, since you guys squeezed it out of me, it's all a part of my elaborate plan. Because the more people listen to this, the more their earlobes are affected, and I just want more bands to sound like this terrible band so that we kind of have a musical apocalypse, and the only thing left other than these Attack knockoffs is Thor Shredstein to come and rise from the ashes with my new album, Ingwe Shmingwe, in store somewhere around the fall of 2009, maybe the early winter of 2010. I'm still in the studio.
You sound like Dr. Evil in a way. Like you have a master plan.
What are you talking? I don't have no freaking cat. I'm allergic to cats, Darren. You knew that. Why you gotta bring up cats?
All right. So aside from the cat, though, you're like
you know how I feel about cats.
Fine, but you're like Dr. Evil without the cat, though.
I'm like Dr. Evil with a fainter. How about that? Dr. Evil with some... And let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
I'm sure, you know, your live cast, you get listeners, right?
A couple.
Now, how come, I mean, you know, one person out there got to work for the Coca-Cola company. And I want to know, everywhere I go, I talk about the wonderful Fanta. And not only is it an orange flavor now, it's in pineapple, grape. Isn't it strawberry now, too? I can't even keep... Yeah, it's a fruit, Darren. Do you eat fruit? I know you're a little fat. I hear Noah talking about it all the time. But it's fruit. It's good for you, especially in soda form.
I just never heard of strawberries before. That's the thing.
They're like snozzberries.
It's the berries you get at the store.
Oh, in Jersey.
Strawberries, duh.
Yeah, you never been to strawberries? No. It's down on the shore. Right
next to shoreberries.
Berries, aren't you worldly? It's like South of Trenton. Don't you sing about that or something?
Yeah.
I listen to your show. You're not a good singer, though, let me tell you.
Because you don't use enough auto-tune.
Yeah, I don't have enough vocoder.
Well, that's a good... I'm glad you brought that up because Thor is working on some demos with Cher. I'm bringing the vocoder. Cher? You got a problem with the way I talk?
Would you like to share those with us next time you come in?
Cher, you know... From Sonny and Cher. What's your problem, Zach?
Moonstruck.
That was a great movie. Don't talk about that.
That bro.
But that was a good movie. Yeah, anyway, you squeezed it out of me, but everybody should Listen to Attack Attack. Make your parents listen to Attack Attack. You heard the spiel. And if anybody from the Coca-Cola company is listening, Fanta, me, I want it. Give it to me, please.
Okay,
all right.
Thank you. All
right. Screw you guys. I'm going back to Yngwie Schwingmae.
Thanks for calling in.
It's the B-side compilation.
I got
Schwingmae.
Thor is always good for laughs. I got the lyrics to a little Attack Attack song.
Oh, yeah.
Called Shred White and Blue.
What a name. What a name. Patriots, these guys are.
So where are you going? I'm not asking where you've been. I see this reason is growing. I'm asking you to give in. So this is what you call home? Is this what you think you've done right? So this is what you call love? My savior is in sight.
Uh-oh.
I will wait for you to understand. I will take your hand. My God is ever true. He's going to hump a Virgin Mary statue, I think.
Is that wrong?
Too many times I have gone astray. Too many days have passed away. You never asked me to repay the price you paid. You'll see the person you're supposed to be. So you say it's okay. You've called my name. He lived and died for all and everything. Love is in store. This is an open door. Got the lights out, down and out and on the floor.
Let's hear a sample of this.
Yeah, please.
Got it.
It's all about Jesus.
God!
Do you believe it now after now?
How do they replicate this live? Like, you can't auto-tune live vocals.
I'm sure it's terrible.
No, there's an effect you could put on the vocals.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, you could take the vocal or live, take it on the road with you.
Or they can just lip-sync it.
I got the interlude the entire track. I think we should...
Basically, what they sound like is if that band they used had AIDS. Remember them?
I guess they were also into Jesus, right?
I don't know, probably.
Really? The used? Yeah.
You're just another one of those false fans at the moment.
That's really the song, too.
This is called Soundtrack to Mega Man 2. Mega Man had AIDS.
Happy boys and happy girls.
Terrible.
There's three genre titles on my show.
I am too sexy for Jesus. This is food now.
I want to go put on my club shirt.
Bruh! I told you we should go live in a mall from Club Heaven.
Why do you talk crap about the Tech Attack? My president's
at... Oh, I love that. Their genre is rock, alternative punk.
What? Wait, this is not... This is the other Attack Attack.
This
is the British Attack Attack. The Attack Attack we're talking about only has one exclamation point. This band has two. I'm not even kidding.
Oh, there's different ones.
Their MySpace is much worse. The other.
Not
the
search engine optimized. Clearly.
Oh, there we go. Electro, Screamo, and Visual.
When you're a band and your genre is visual, you know this problem.
See, that's why. We're not seeing it, so we're not getting the full effect of the band.
Find their album at Hot Topic today. That's what it says, literally.
Wow.
Of course.
Support their tour and
they know,
pink letters. Yay.
These motherfuckers know what they're doing, though. They're probably
Have the ironic pop cover of Katy Perry's I Kissed a Girl.
Which is fucking blasphemy to me, because I love that album. They fucking ruin it.
Blasphemy to metalhead.
But isn't it like a man singing a kiss the girl is like missing the point? Right?
Well,
you said
no,
I kissed
they're
the
Christian, so it's probably like they're taking it back for the heteros. That's probably what it is, right?
Yeah, or he's making out with the Virgin Mary. Or he's a Christian priest and he's singing about he finally kissed the girl after touching boys.
Oh. You stop feeling so good.
very much.
He does.
He sounds like he just kissed a girl after kissing a fucking gangbang room full of men.
I just realized we've been listening to Attack Attack. You know how I feel right now?
Ah. You little pal.
Sounds so bad.
Ever again, but as a palate cleanse. We get the Ja Rule Metallica song.
We found something that sounds worse than Ja Rule
Metallica.
Wash
away with the Attack Attack.
Ow!
Ja Rule at the top. We hit again.
So this is what you call love? Ow!
August 10th.
My savior's in sight.
Ow!
Louder!
He died for all and everything.
All right, let's, while we have a few minutes, I was going to play some of the 2020 things, but...
Okay, I was going to play that the Lars Ulrich...
Yeah, let's do that.
I don't know, I was watching some kind of monster the other day, and that Dave Mustaine... That interview that he has where he goes back and meets with Lars after like 20 years.
All that guy's good for is fucking Noah.
I just felt like playing that. It just makes me feel
happy.
Can you hear that?
I'll play Crocus. And what a piece of shit I am. And that I got kicked out of Metallica. And that I wasn't good enough for them. And that I was a loser. And I've had to deal with that for almost 20 years.
Almost 20 years.
It's a dreadful experience.
No.
A gentle.
It's so hard,
dreadful.
It's so hard to watch everything that you guys do and you touch turn to gold and everything I do fucking backfire.
Oh.
And I'm sure there's a lot of people that they would consider my backfire complete success. You know? And am I happy being number two? No.
Who said you were number two, buddy? Back
then.
You're just now encountering something I've been going through 13, 14 years.
Shut up, Sid.
People
I've never had a
suck.
Chance to be able to tell you without
is he crying?
Talking to Lars, the guy in Metallica.
Yeah,
never talked to my little Danish friend again.
I
remember the day you and I talked about digging a hole in fucking dirt, smoking hash through the ground.
What?
That to me is
I remember we were in a bathroom doing cocaine again.
You know, and we've never had very many moments like that. Do I feel some guilt? Yes, I do. At the same time, difficult for me to comprehend that the only thing that you feel when you look back on the last 20 years is rooted in the Metallica thing. Okay. Have you ever thought what I've been through? I think I've had an awareness of the pain I caused you.
Feelings were felt.
Okay. Do you have any idea
of what I put you through?
No. What I went through. I mean, people hate me because of you.
I don't think it's because of Lars.
I walk down the street and I hear some piece of shit say, Metallica at me, and they do that to taunt me. I mean, when I would hear Metallica on the radio, I would be like, God, I have to turn this off because I just keep thinking, I fucked up.
He's acting like he's the only person who's ever been kicked out of a band.
I've been waiting for this day.
And meanwhile, most of those guys don't go on to have like multi-platinum albums.
Yeah.
Because
a lot of people think Megadeth is better than Metallica.
Yeah. I pulled a bunch of clips from this that we can use.
I've just heard people around the world say, what a great guitar player Kirk is. I fucked up. It's difficult for me to comprehend. Do I feel some guilt? Yes, I do.
That's a good one.
Have you ever thought what I've been through? I've been waiting for this day for a long time.
What?
I'd give anything for that chance.
It could be like re-edited into like a gay porno.
Yeah.
I like that.
That's not what I'm saying.
Too dark.
And am I happy being number two? No.
Oh.
And what a piece of shit I am.
He is number two, so.
He's my favorite.
When I would hear Metallica on the radio, I would be like, God, I have to turn this off.
That's going to be fun in the upcoming weeks to use. So.
What a fucking tool.
He's such a great musician, but at the same time, he's such a penis.
Yeah.
Yes, he is.
Well, we only have 1 minute left in the live cast, but I think we should open this for the podcast downloaders. Talk about this 2020 thing, because it's really, really good. You know, I'd like to get to it this week.
Okay.
Because I'm a jerk like that.
Injection overtime.
Yeah, we need a sound for that.
Yeah. But yeah, no, so I found this thing from the late 80s on 2020 with Barbara Walters. And I was saying, hopefully this won't sound as terrible. But here's like the intro. Stop there.
When a form of music that our children like becomes linked with ghoulish images and violent theatrics, and even suicide.
Yes, I'm talking about attack.
Perhaps more to the point, the children need our attention. Hundreds of thousands of teenagers are locked onto so-called heavy metal music. How are they faring? What are their common bonds? And as Stone Phillips asks, is there a message that may be too loud for us to hear?
Hear Ronald McDonald.
That Megadeth on ABC. They didn't play Metallica.
Yes, Dave.
Good evening. It was rock and roll turned ugly.
A rock riot in New Jersey tops the local news.
There were nearly three dozen arrests, and a state trooper was injured.
Oh, he's in there.
Post-concert fight captures the headlines. A parking lot disturbance at one arena leads police to mobilize an army at the group's next stop.
And then, that was the intro.
They had to help Dave Mustaine hunt down coke. That's
yeah.
Phenomenon.
And then they talk about how like all these bands are involved with like you know bad things.
The impact of this loud raucous music, heavy metal music, played here by the supergroup Iron Maiden.
It's like also one thing I wanted to say is like if you are a kid who is like you know. Just doesn't fit in and like you know have you know like you know just have nothing and you were watching the news with your parents
yeah.
And you saw this report
right.
I think you would instantly become a metalhead because right. It's just like at the same time that it's condemning it for the parents like it's just making it look so cool
that's
you
what's
know?
Wrong with America
yes,
today
if you were a kid that liked music based on how it looked and not how it sounded you were told
well, I mean shut up.
Teen guitars, flamboyant bands, lyrics obsessed with sex, sexism,
like sex.
And even suicide. This is not mainstream rock and roll.
Oh.
It's the music of today's teen rebellion. What's it about?
Togetherness, man. We gotta stick together and fight,
one
man.
Family.
We gotta
right?
Fight
for what?
Fight for our right, man.
Let's
listen to our music and party.
A
party.
As metal mania grows,
notice
so does the heavy metal debate.
I think it's time, as Frank Zappa was saying, if your kid comes home with an album with a guy with a chainsaw between his legs, you better find out what that music is talking about.
Critics say there's something...
And they're going to made it. That's not me. That's why.
Outrageous, but...
What Iron Maiden album had a guy with a chainsaw?
Well, he meant Wasp. He meant the Wasp.
Okay,
right.
I was wondering.
Yeah.
Design, but it may have contributed to a number of teenage suicides, like the ones in Bergenfield, New Jersey, March 11th. Four young people died in a suicide patch. A heavy metal cassette box
yeah, a lot
was
of
found
other people.
Everybody from New Jersey.
Later that same week, reporters were at the scene of another suicide case in Illinois.
In this case, music may also be involved. Her family says Nancy Grannon was upset by lyrics from the rock band Metallica, lyrics she wrote down.
And then Dave Mustaine cried, why is it gotta be Metallica?
Yeah, he's outside the ABC studio.
Come on, man, I'm so listening to me.
Well, I guess, like, pills being popped and shit, and then they wake up 3 hours later. Big deal.
Simply nothing more to give. I will just say goodbye.
This videotape by a Christian group criticizes a song by Ozzy Osbourne. Linked to a 1984 teen suicide in California.
Consider now for yourself the words to suicide solution.
Isn't this about not doing suicide?
Yes.
Like, if you actually listen to the lyrics, parents. And then my favorite is when they talk to kids. They talk to, like, you know, 15-year-old metalheads.
They're dumb as rocks.
And,
rocks are smart.
No, it's pretty good. If this place.
You can edit this out.
Yeah, no.
All right, we're going to skip that one.
Awesome.
And then there was this one guy who sounded like a young... No.
He sounded like a young no.
Well, since we're not really on air, why don't we just do this next week?
Hold on. No, I understand. Oh, I understand what's happening. Calm down, people. It's all right. And, yeah, so then they talked to some kids, as I was saying.
This is it. This is the hot stuff. Now, turn it off for a second so we can talk.
Turn it off. I want to talk.
Who is this? Who?
S.O.D.
S.O.D.? Stormtroopers of Death.
Oh, what does that mean?
Stormtroopers of Death.
It sounds to me that, like, you know, if anything's on my mind, I just go and sit in my room and play some music, sit down and think.
And you can sort of drown out the world
that way. You know, it calms me down.
And then they found, I believe, a young Thor Shredstein. They interviewed a young Thor Shredstein. Get ready for this.
They got preps in here. They got the nerds. And they got, you know, guys like us. The preps, they're the ones who always wear, like they're in friggin' Hawaii or something. They wear those 10,000, like, multicolor shirts. And, you know, like those idiots over there, and they go and play frisbee in the middle of the field.
Wait, frisbee? That's not metal. And then they interviewed a preppy girl, and her, like, definition of a metalhead was phenomenal.
Instead of people just ignoring them, saying they're heavy metal kids, they need some support. They need some people to inspire them, some people to look up to.